Blog Talk Radio.
To the Real Talk for Real People show. My name is Young Sufar Reef. And if you don't know anything about this show, the format and form of this show is Son of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Trying to give you a quiet, meditative, accurate, intelligent, bird's eye view, leaving no stone or leaf unturned while crossing every T and dotting every I. Why, may you ask, are we doing that? Because it's imperative that we do it. In order to get some things right, it's imperative to know the codification of the Most High. Case in point, a young sister named Sequilla Robinson went to Mexico with some so-called friends, which they end up fracturing her back and breaking her neck, beating the brakes off her. It just goes to show you that you can't trust many people. Well, you shouldn't trust any people. You should only trust the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Your very life could depend upon it. And some of the people that you can trust, some of the time, that's based upon a day-by-day basis, because actions are based upon a day-by-day basis, is those that trust in the Most High and follow His code. Anyone else is highly questionable if they don't follow the code of the Most High. It's just that simple. She went to Mexico to enjoy a good time. I heard that she was in good financial condition. And see, some people are jealous of what you have and who you are, unbeknownst to you. Although she had been friends with these young ladies and the fellow that took the video of the fight for quite a long time. But that didn't suffice to help save her life. You don't know how people are jealous of what you have attained, or who you are, what you are. And from what I've been told, that she paid the trip for some of it. So that's there again, that's why these studies are imperative. So she can teach you who to trust and how to trust and when to trust them. And you can trust very few, especially those that are not connected to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's just that simple. And perhaps some of your friends, and that stands the reason, some of your family, that stands the reason. If they're not connected, even people at your job you can't trust, that stands the reason, because some of them are not connected. So basically, your best avenue, and you will learn this in these studies, is trust on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Bless and praise His holy name. Now, you may be asking, Yamsuf, you made Memphis mention of the week. Well, tonight, because the sisters are on a sabbatical, a little vacation, it's only me and Katria. We're used to that. We used to keep doing it till we get it right. We don't need any motivation and encouragement from anybody to do what's right. As long as it's right, we'll keep doing what's right. Even though sometimes it seems that it don't love us doing what's right, we'll love it and keep doing what's right. And you'll find that Habakkuk, when we were studying it, had questions to the Most High. The Most High answered it, especially in a lengthy conversation in the second chapter we are about to embark upon. And now you may ask me, as I say again, who is the we? Who is Cartier from New York City? As I said, he and I, we're used to this. And we try to get it right with or without anyone. It's just that simple. And Cartrell is from New York City. And the only thing I need to know about Cartrell is that he trusts the Most High, and the Most High only. And that he loves the Most High with his heart, mind, soul, all of his heart, mind, soul, and strength. And his brothers and sisters as himself. So it goes to say this in our studies. You can love your brothers and sisters. That don't mean you got to trust them. It's true. Praise God and bless His holy name. Let me bring Cartrell. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is high. Shalom.
My brother, Yamsuf. Shalom. May the Most High bless you.
Shalom, my brother. May it bless you too.
All praises to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Life, health, and strength. Good to hear your voice, Father.
I'm doing okay, brother. What about yourself?
I'm doing very well, praise Yah. Actually, I'm not from New York. I'm from Israel. But I'm in cell block 10550 right now. I'm waiting for a ticket to get back home. And sometimes when you do the right thing, people will hate you for doing the right thing. Unfortunately, our sister found out going to Mexico with her friends.
Right.
So-called friends. Did she live? Is she alive?
No, she's dead. They lied to her mother. They called the mother during the course of their wickedness and lied to the mother saying that, she got alcohol poisoning. We called the folks. And she said, and the mother said, well, why didn't you take her? Because You need $5,000 to take her to the hospital in Mexico. She's got insurance. It don't work that like that down here. Well, the mother says, keep me informed. And then they called her back, and Sequila, Miss Sequila, Sister Sequila Robinson, had passed away. The mother said, that didn't sound right to her. You know, and it don't sound right. You got alcohol poisoning, but you got a fractured spine and a broken neck and bruises all over you. If you go online, YouTube, Cartrell, you can see the beat down they were giving her. It's true. They are some vile people, our people. Some of our people are vile people, man. And what they did to her was total wickedness. But if we were back in our land, there would be a remedy for those young sisters. And that's another good reason they want to go back home, Cartrell, because they don't give remedies for us, okay? They give a patchwork solutions, a band-aid on the problem. They never solve the problem. They put a band. Then they bring them right back out 10 years later to do something to somebody else. So, and I
know you from don't...
Now, say that again, Cartrell. They were from North Carolina. Yep. North Carolina.
They're from North Carolina.
Yeah.
In the early 20s?
Yeah, young girls, young ladies.
That's crazy.
Well, you know, young ladies
are just
as wicked as young brothers now. You know, they tit for tat. You know, if they ain't connected with the LM, you can expect anything out of them.
So they thought they could go to Mexico and beat this girl down and get away with it.
Come on, man. Our things are broken. We don't deal with reason or reality. We deal with fantasy. That's why we exercise no self-discipline or no self-control, you know, and we don't hold ourselves accountable for anything. If you don't hold yourself accountable for anything and you exercise no self-discipline or self-control, anything liable to happen, brother. It's to be expected. You can expect it, especially if they're not connected with the LOM and codified in his manner. Because they know the Most High has certain demands. But you ain't nothing free in life. So they don't want to subject themselves to the Most High. They want to do what they want to do, how they want to do it, and when they want to do it. And then they expect to get away with it. That's how they mind things. They got all the sense in the world. Let them tell
you. Until reality smacked them in the face. Now everybody's life is ruined. You killed
exactly.
Your friend. She took you on a trip. Killed
right.
Your friend. Thought you could get away with it.
Right.
How old are you? You young? Now you're going to
yeah.
Spend most of your life in jail.
Yeah, and somebody going to be beating the brakes off them. Because when you have a mind like that, Katya, you always think you can get away. And I,
yeah,
you know, right. I mean, they thought, hey, man, I can do it like that. Not dealing with reality. Just fantasy. But, you know, like I said,
yeah.
Katya, when you're not connected with the LOM, when you have no self-control and self-discipline, that's to be expected. As I said, we are a monstrosity. You take who paid for you a couple of the young ladies' trip, but they are selfish and self-centered, and they care very little about what people do for them. They expect it to be done for them, so they expected a friend to take them there, and they could justify them killing her from their own perverse thinking. Their thinking is perverse and warped and wicked. So they'll justify what they did for whatever reason. It wouldn't make any sense to you and I because we're codified to the LOM, but for them, it makes sense. There's something special.
And you reap what you sow.
Yes, yeah, we all do, Coach. I better take an ex-fool's advice. I know. From past experience and observation, I know. You reap what you sow. It's true. And sometimes, in some cases, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. In the case of the young lady, was unjustly treated. So we should be cognizant of who we hang with and why we're hanging with them and for what reason we're hanging with them. Because as I always say, Cartrell, you keep going to the barbershop or beauty shop, sooner or later you're going to get a haircut. It's just the way it is. Be careful who you hang out with. That's why.
There's another
like
one.
Yeah.
I know you by the friends that you keep.
Yeah. Well, I don't hang out with anybody. If it's not family or people like you, of your caliber, people that's connected with the LOM, I don't hang out. So And I'm cognizant of who I hang out with. You know, the only way I can trust anybody for that matter is their connection with the LOM and they're following their LOM's codification. Otherwise, you know, it's a toss-up because we've become such a monstrosity. We're not in our land, and we think we can do what we want to do and get away with it with the LOM. Maybe in its Western Hemisphere you can, but certainly not in regards to the LOM. You're not going to get away with anything. But
so we don't really know the full story. We hear the sad part.
We really don't. Because the young lady, right. Because I don't think there's been a big storyline on it for the national news. And they're trying to get the FBI to intervene because, you know, it was out of the country, and I think the Mexicans were investigated. So let's pray to the LOM tonight that their family receive justice for the young ladies.
We were talking about character.
Just like my Esau said, it was a setup.
They set her up. They all planned the trip. They planned to beat her up when they got there.
They planned to beat her up. They was jealous of her. Everybody ain't on your team. They said they're on your team. And everybody, I was telling my stepson as he was leaving going to the movie. I said, look, you better be careful about the friends you choose. Everybody ain't your friend. They say you're their friend. Okay? Now, I said, you better take an expert advice. I've learned. That's why I don't hang out with guys. I don't hang out with ladies. Based upon my past experience. You know, I don't trust anybody like that. I trust people on a day-by-day basis, based upon their actions, not just a total blanketed trust. I trust people based upon what they do and say, the tongue in their mouth and the tongue in their shoes. Not simply a blind trust. It's got to be correlated with the LOM. These men or women that I place trust in, they have to be correlated with the LOM because people say they love the Most High all day long with their lip service, but their shoe lips tell a whole different story. And so I look at everything, and that's why I'm glad you're going to get the Proverbs, you and Sister Avia, next week. And it will give you some insight on people. It will give you some insight on who you can trust. But the Most High said, basically, trust no man. And I take that to heart. Not put a blind, blanketed trust in someone. But you can trust people, but not it's blind and blanketed. Because people have a tendency to misuse you, mistreat you, sometimes kill you, just in regards to Miss Robinson, Sister Robinson. So that trust is regulated upon your actions that day. Not what you did yesterday or 5 days, 10 years behind. You know, people flip. If they flip on the LOL, hell, you don't think they'll flip on me or flip on you? So unless they stay in a constant self-discipline, self-control with the LOM, I can't put that blind trust in people like that. It's just the way it is, country. What about yourself, brother?
Regards to hanging out with people? No, I don't hang out with a lot of people now. No. I socialized with a lot of people growing up and, you know, dealing with Israel people.
Right.
But I got spider senses. I could always pick up your vibration and I could pick up your intentions.
Right.
So I know if you're full of it or I know if you're not.
Exactly.
That comes from growing up in the streets and, you know, learning people's character.
Exactly.
And my father always told me, I don't judge you by what you say, I judge you by what you do.
Exactly.
People talk, they talk, but your actions speak louder than words.
Word. Now, that's exactly what I mean, and Cottrell put it in a nutshell and a candy wrapper just for you. Thank you, Cottrell. Cottrell, my dear brother, we about to put in some work. You ready to put in some work for the LOM?
No doubt. Every day.
Praise Yah, Cottrell. Let's go to the
Praise
second
Yah.
Chapter. Praise Yah. Let's go to the second chapter of Habakkuk. Now, the prophet has asked the Most High two questions that we studied yesterday. And now the Most High is going to reply to the question he asked. And that's why he put these words down, and he's telling him, well, let's get to it. We just said what the Most High says. Let's see what he says. Then the Elohim answered me and said, whatever he's telling him and what's going on in regards to him, write the vision. Make it plain on tablets so folk can understand, that he may run who reads it, that you can be put into action once you read it, based upon these words. For the vision
you do what? Said,
so that he may run who reads it.
So you put the words into action, and I just said that actions speak louder than words, right?
Exactly.
So the purpose of the Most High's words are to put you in action.
Exactly.
Matter of fact, he tells you to run when you find out his words.
Run with it.
Yeah,
for the vision is yeah. Thank you, Katya. Thank you for the clarification. And he says in verse 3, for the vision is yet what he's talking about now. In this regard, for an appointed time, this has not happened yet. But at the end, it will speak, and it will not lie. The truth won't lie. The truth of what I'm saying will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tells.
So, in other words,
mm-hmm.
there's an appointed time for truth to rise.
Exactly.
It ain't according to man's time; it's according to the Most High's time.
Praise God. And even y'all, and even though from our perspective, from Habakkuk's perspective, even ours, he said, though it tarries, wait for it. Don't go nowhere, because it will surely come, the truth. And it will not tarry. Behold the proud. You know what the people, see, I say about these prideful people. You so prideful, you can't do what's right, because you're full of false pride and conceit. He said the proud, his soul is not right in him. See, if you're a prideful person, you can't humble yourself and do what's right, even when somebody tell you what's right. Your soul ain't right in you. That's what Yah says. No matter what you tell them or how you tell them, it's just them. It's not what you tell them in regards to the truth. It's just that soul is not right within them. But the just, the humble, shall live by his faith. Faith in what? Faith in my own self? Faith in others? No, faith in Yah. Faith in the Elohim. Faith in his truism. That's what a just person shall live by. A just person don't lean to their own understanding. A just person is not lifted up with false sense of pride. A just person is a humble person. And let the Most High footstep be his pathway. And you can correct him. And you can correct just people. You can't correct a person whose soul is not upright in him, full of pride. Go ahead, Contrail.
So what's the opposite of pride?
Humble.
Faith.
Faith.
Faith. He's telling you. Proudful people don't have faith in Yah. They have faith in themselves, like you said.
Exactly.
And the only way you can have faith in the Most High is if you know him. How are you going to get to know Yah? You have to study him. You have to call on him. You have to seek him.
Exactly.
When you find Yah and you know him, he's better than a friend. Because like we say, you can't have faith or trust in your friends. You don't really know them.
No.
But when you get to know Yah by studying him, by calling on him, by seeing him in action in your life, then you get to know him and trust him and have faith in him. Because you know he's there, even though you don't see him.
And he's there for the right reason, not for the wrong in regards to young Mrs. Robinson. They had plotted on that young woman.
And that lets you know they had a lot of pride.
Yeah.
They didn't have faith in Yah. They didn't know Yah.
Yeah.
Your vanity, your jealousy, your hatred, all that's pride.
Yeah, all love you don't need. You got some humble, faithful love, and you got some hateful love that hates everything about you, hate what you got for you, and hate about who you are and try to just tear you down from who you are. And so they destroyed that woman's life because of their hate, their false pride. And she's not here with us today. But unfortunately, Katriel, she's not the only one. And they're not the only ones. That's why you got to be careful who your friends are. And certainly if they're not walking what Yah said, Better have your eyes.
I say pride is contagious. Humility is not.
No.
Nobody want to be humble.
No. And then they had so much pride to even take the incident. How prideful is that, Cartrell?
So proud they call her mother and lied to her, didn't they?
Lied to her. Cruel young women. Simply cruel. And Cartrell, the Most High says in regards, beginning at verse 5, woe to the wicked. You think he got away? Nah. Indeed, because he transgresses by wine. They get drunk and they transgress. He is a proud man. This man can't humble himself. And this man or woman does not stay at home because he enlarges his desires as hell. All his desires they want to fulfill, so they enlarged it. He ain't got time for home. They out there. He is like death and cannot be satisfied. Their wicked desires cannot be satisfied. They're like death. You can never satisfy death. You can never satisfy a person like that. They're always looking for satisfaction. He gathered to
I can't get no satisfaction.
But in regards to their country, it's not simply a human being, too. This is a nation of people.
Oh, yeah.
He gathered to himself all nations. And heap up for himself all people. It's like this Western Hemisphere. Will not all these take up a proverb against it? Yeah. At the end of the day, everybody would take up a proverb against a wicked man or a wicked nation and a taunting riddle against him and say, woe to him who increases. Was it not his long time? Didn't he or she or this nation had a mighty long time doing what they're doing? And to him who loads himself with many pledges, oh, they take many a promises. They got warehouses of these kind of people, nations and people. Will not your creditors rise up suddenly, Yah says? They will. Will not they awaken who oppress you? They will. And you will become their booty. They will own you.
So
sooner or later. Yeah, go ahead. Gotcha.
Your book reads a little bit different from mine.
Yeah, read yours for me, brother.
It says, I'm going to start from 5.
Okay.
Yes, moreover. Wine is treacherous, an arrogant man who does not stay at home, who enlarges his desire as Sheol. He is like death, and he can't be satisfied. But he gathers to himself all nations, and he heaps up to himself all peoples. Want all these take up a power against him, and a taunting proverb against him, and say, woe to him who increases that which is not his, and who enriches himself by extortion. How long? How long is that going to last?
Hey, Cartier, give me a clarification on that.
Well, they're a lot different from yours.
Yeah.
We know the people that have swallowed up nations, Greco-Roman Empire, he heaps himself all peoples. Everybody want to be Western, democratic. It says, in the end of days, when truth rises, won't all these take a parable against the daughter of Babylon and a taunting proverb against him and say, woe to him who increases that which is not his, which is what they've done. They've changed ancient boundaries and taken it for themselves, which it says, who enriches himself by extortion, which was what they're doing to us. Because we belong to Yah, and they're exacting everything they can out of our people. And the question is, how long will this go on?
Exactly. Thank you, Cartrell. Praise God. And he says, in verse 8, because you have plundered this, you nations, many nations, all the remnant of the people shall plunder you. You're going to reap what you sow.
Don't worry about reparations.
No, you're going to reap what you sow. Because of men's blood, and the violence of the land and the city, and all who dwell in it. Woe to him who covered evil gain for his house. When I come in contrary of a house, I see something caught your eye, and I covet it. And I covet it where I steal it, or take it. Warn to you.
Isn't that what Christopher Columbus did?
Exactly.
Because Christopher Columbus did not discover America.
No, he didn't discover anything.
He discovered that somebody was living on his land, that's for sure.
Exactly.
And then they took it.
Exactly.
By violence.
By violence. Thank you for the clarification, Katrina. And the reason why they're doing this, evil nation or evil individual, that he may set his nest on high. He can stand above
you. Say what? That's
that
a clue right there.
Yep.
Because what's representing America? What animal?
An eagle.
And ain't an eagle's nest high?
Yep.
Don't they call themselves superpower?
They certainly do.
Okay. Woe to him who gets an evil gain for his house, that he may set his nest on high.
That he may be delivered from the power of disaster. They're doing that for this reason. That he may be delivered from the power of disaster. But that's foolhardy. You're going to reap what you sow. You're not going to be delivered from the power of disaster by virtue of doing that. You should give shameful counsel to your house. These people. Cutting off me.
This is what they're doing.
Yeah.
The counsel that they have now, Donald Trump, the MAGA extremists, their counsel is way off course.
Crazy. Like a bunch of crazy people.
And so is Biden with the LGBTQ agenda. They're all crazy.
They're all crazy.
And by their counsel is no good.
No good. And by virtue of what they're doing, they're sinning against, you are sinning against your soul, Yah says, what you're doing. But a stone will come out from the wall, and a beam from the timber will answer it. Everybody is seeing what you're doing, and they're going to cry out against you and witness.
He's talking about inanimate objects.
That's what I'm saying.
Bricks,
that's going to come
bricks
out. Even inanimate objects sees what you're doing, and it's going to cry out against you. It said, warn to him who built a town with bloodshed. Well, they built many of towns with bloodshed here, who established a city by iniquity. They've established many here. Behold, it is not of the Elohim of hosts that the people labor to feed the fire. Nations weary themselves in vain. What they're doing is in vanity. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Elohim. So whatever you're doing, in the fine analysis, justice will come. And the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Elohim. As the water...
This is how we know.
Go ahead.
Yep. This is how we know, because this hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't happened
yet. The earth is not filled with the knowledge of Yah or the glory of Yah.
That's why we have faith, Katriel. We humbly have faith.
Mm-hmm.
The most.
You say wait.
Wait. Tarry. It's going to come.
Run.
Seems like the whole world is doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't go alone because the whole world is doing wrong because things are going to testify against you. So when Yah asks you a question, you better tell the truth because what he said, the beams and timbers are going to testify you when you're hiding and doing what you want to do, how you want to do it. So the better that you
say
it.
In
secret, so you thought. So the best thing to do is tell the truth. Warn to him who give drink to his neighbor. I mean, you're pressing him to your bottle. Come on, man, get you a drink. Get you a drink. Even to make him drunk. Reason why you're doing that, because you have underlying motives that you may look on his nakedness. You are filled with shame instead of glory. You also drink of your action. You're trying to press drink upon him. You're going to become drunkards too because of your own shame. Yah says that. They pressed the fire water on a Native American. In this Western Hemisphere, they got more drunks in the world in this Western Hemisphere. Several DUIs.
Sounds like that. That's the ploy that they used on that young lady in Mexico. They probably got her drunk to the point where she couldn't defend herself.
Right.
So she became helpless.
Right. But see, they're going to read what they saw. They're not going to read it. And be exposed as uncircumcised. And by virtue of your actions, you expose yourself as an uncircumcised, vile individual, a vile nation. The cup of Yah's right hand will be turned against you. You think you helping yourself? It said the cup, that means the cup of wrath of Yah's right hand will be turned against you. And utter shame will be on your glory. You're not going to receive any benefit from it. For the violence done to Lebanon will cover you. And the plunder of beasts which made them afraid because of men's blood. And the violence of the land and the city and all who dwell in it. And then Yah goes on to say about the idolatry, about the idols. What profit is the image that a maker should carve it? A molded image, a teacher. Your images are teachers of lies that the maker of it molds should trust in. To make mute idols? Woe to him who said it would awake, to silent stone arise. It should teach. Behold, Yah said, it is overlaid with gold and silver. That's all. Yet in it there is no breath at all. You're putting your trust in things. You're idolizing things. There's no breath in it at all. But the Elohim is in his holy temple. Yah said, I'm alive forever and ever and ever, ever, ever. That all the earth keeps silent before him. Everybody better shut their mouth like Eeyore Hunton when Yah talk. And you need to listen up and you need to man up, a woman up, and do up. Don't just talk about it. You need to be about it. Have faith in the Elohim, because that day will come. You will reap what you sow. All of us. Truth be told. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. God, you are my brother. You have the mic.
Praise Yah and bless his holy name.
Hallelujah.
Yah, sir. What is Yah say he was?
Yah said, where is he at?
Yeah.
Yah said, but the Elohim is in his holy temple.
Wherever that holy temple is going to be built, right?
No, no. He's already in it. Wherever it's setting up, ready to be brought down.
Okay.
And set on his foundation. Let all the earth keep silent before him. See, we don't need to be listening to Tom, Dick, or Harry, or Harriet. You need to be listening to the Elohim. Because that's gonna redeem you. That's going to give you a good judgment. That's going to direct and order your steps. Nothing else. And your false idols or whatnot, be it whatever, you come to idolize, none of that going to do anything for you at the end of the day, because Yah said, I'm still here. I see everything. Even the wood and the timber going to testify against you, even though you didn't think nobody was present. That wood and that timber going to testify against you, what you did to people, how you hurt people, how you mistreat people, how you abuse people. There's things waiting to testify against us all. So the best I advise to you is confess your iniquities, turn to the Most High, pray for our ancients, pray for us, stop doing what you're doing, gather together, not simply in proximity, by virtue of your actions, by virtue of helping the widow women, the elderly, the poor, the needy among us. When you can, how often you can, because I can't dictate your dogs nor your sense. Before your sense is predicated, you need to understand, the Most High ain't sleep. Praise Yah. Patriot.
That show was a long answer for where Yah was, but
right.
No doubt, everything you spoke is good. This particular prophecy by the prophet Habakkuk is talking about the times we live in. It's like current events. Because these are the things that these people have done. And he says it's going to come in the end of days that Yah's truth will rise. And we're going to see these signs and wonders. People worship idols today of silver and gold, the works of men's hand. And Yah's going to put all that away. The prophet Habakkuk is telling us what he wants to do. He said, for the vision is yet for the appointed time. The appointed time, it hurries towards the end.
It always seems like time is speeding up. Here we are at Friday again, almost in the end of the year, 2023. And won't prove false. So everything that Yah told the prophets, insofar as the end of days, Prophet Habakkuk said, it won't prove false. Though it takes time, we seem, you know, to be waiting for the end of day judgment, and people think that, you know, it's not going to come. In people's minds, it's never going to come. Though it takes time, wait for it, because it will surely come. And at the point in time, it won't delay. Yah's not going to stop it. He's giving us time to correct ourselves. But when that day arrives, it's going to be too late. So he's telling all the people that are puffed up now, we better learn how to humble ourselves. So these are fair warnings that the Most High sent out before this day, the appointed time, which is coming real swiftly. He said those who read his words should run and activate what they're supposed to be doing. And we thank Yah that we have the ability to share his word with our people, which is the best we can do before the salvation comes. Besides humbling ourselves and correcting ourselves and walking that path that Yah wants us to walk, it's the best we can do. Seek him out, find out what he wants, find out all his words, find out his plan, and execute the things he told us to do before this day arrives. Because there ain't going to be no excuse. No excuse. Yah's wrath is going to be put out on the earth. And you can see, he's laying everything out. He plundered many nations, all the remnant of the peoples you plundered, because of men's blood for the violence done to the land. The whole earth is polluted, to the cities and to all who dwell in it. Woe to him who gets up an evil gain for his house, that he may set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the hand of evil. That's why these people have this space program. They think they're going to go to the moon. They think they could go to Mars and set up space stations to escape their judgment. But it doesn't matter how high they go. There's no way they could go that the Most High won't find them. So they have devised shame for your house by cutting off many peoples. You know, one of the many peoples that they have cut off, along with the Native Americans, and have sinned against your soul. So there's no saving of their soul. There's no redemption for their soul for the things that they've done. But a stone will cry out of the wall, not those idols, but the stones. Like Yah made water come out the rock, he's going to shock people when the stones start talking and testifying against you. So our people were surprised that Yah could bring water out of a rock. We're going to be surprised when these bricks that we live in start talking and testifying against the evil that we've done. But Yah could do it. It's almost like the Wizard of Oz and the trees and all the elements started talking. But this is reality. Yah is saying that it's coming. So are we prepared? Are we preparing ourselves? We should be. And hopefully we are. All praises to the Most High. May the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable before him, our rock and our redeemer. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah, Kadriel. Praise Yah. Well, Kadriel, I went and got me a glass of water. When I come back, I had a glass of water. But I think of it. I can hear you. Right. Kadriel, thank you very
much. Sir,
I'm
right.
We're ready for that last segment of this study. And that's in Psalms, 150 Psalms, and I will read it for Kadriel, what it says, title. And next week, Kadriel and Sister Abigail will be starting off in the first chapter of Proverbs, because we need all the wisdom and understanding we can get, because we got strength sense. We got street sense. That's street life. But we need some Most High wisdom and understanding, which really is part of our culture. That's why I prepare those young ladies, because they simply had street life. They didn't know no better. Even when you don't know no better, you still got to suffer the consequences that beat that young lady to death in Mexico. Our own kind.
For no good reason.
For no good reason, because they were jealous. And I always said this. We love to seek each other out, not to build each other up, but to argue, fuss, and fight, and sometimes kill. Because we've been socially engineered, conditioned to do no less or more, as far as that is concerned. because we don't know what real cuts is. We don't know what real family is. We don't know what real wife or husbands are. That's why we need those proverbs more than ever, and it's imperative that we learn them. It's not going to become come on you second nature. You have to study anything to be great at anything. And so studying these words of the Elohim about wisdom and understanding, and she said she was there first, should be imperative, and we should be thankful that the Most High left this information so we become better men and women, women that the Most High can find approvable in his sight, because we're codified within his words and so on and so forth. Because if you're not codified in the Most High, you're a monstrosity, and you will remain one. You can't talk it out. You can't walk it out. You can't pray it out. You got to codify it out. Yeah, pray get you in the right space, but you got to put all those prayers into action. Prayers alone simply not going to suffice. You got to change. We all got to change. And it's simply in how you change, not by leaning to your own understanding, not by doing what you used to do, but doing what the Most High require of you to do. Let his footstep be your pathway. It's the only way you're going to really change. Contrary, it says in Psalm 150, everybody turn to Psalms 150, please. And Yah is so magnificent. He tells us what should praise him. Let all things praise the Elohim. And we'll repeat that again. And they do. They're codified. It's us, on the other hand, is a whole different sort of monstrosity. Let all things praise the Elohim. One last time. Let it get it in your minds. Let all things praise the Elohim. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Katria, you have the mic.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, and let us be the first to give praise to the Holy One of Israel, because we are his servants. And we're so glad that our forefathers wrote these prayers, these songs, for us to rehearse. They should be affirmations every day. Psalms 150. Hallelujah. Praise Yah.
Hallelujah. Praise Yah.
Praise Elohim in his sanctuary. Where did Yah say he was? In his temple.
Praise the Elohim.
In his heavens, okay. For his
praise of fire. In his sanctuary.
Because he's already there. He's in his sanctuary.
In that temple.
We read it. We read it in the book of Habakkuk.
Just
I ain't got to prove it to nobody.
Just read it. Well, y'all say y'all gonna call Yah a liar? Are y'all going to call Yah a liar? He said, I'm in my temple. That temple he's got already set for us. Not heaven, his temple that will be set down in Jerusalem when the time comes to be brought back home. We ain't got to build everything. We ain't got to build anything. Just get there, be right, get right, and stay right, and you'll stay there. But if you're there with some hot mess, or even thinking he'd come there with some hot mess, y'all going to feel your vibrations. Believe it. What did King Darwin say, Cottrell? He didn't want to be around nobody that wasn't right. He didn't like liars around him. He didn't like those vibrations. He could see it because he was connected with the Elohim. He said, I don't want them around me.
And neither does Yah, because when he sets that temple down,
right,
those people that are not qualified are not going to even see the temple.
Exactly.
Read it in the book of Habakkuk. The wicked are going to be destroyed. Doesn't matter who you are, what nation you're from. If you walk in that wrong path, you're going to be destroyed. So time to get it right, like you said. And in order to get it right, we need to understand how we get there. And how we get there is by praising Yah. Praise Yah for what? Praise him in his heavens for his acts of power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. We don't talk about that enough on earth. Science tries to talk about, you know, the Big Bang and evolving from one cell, evolution and Darwin's theory. No, we need to praise Yah and praise him according to how excellent he created things. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. And we're famous for that. Trumpet, harp, and lyre. We know how to handle that. Praise him with the tambourine and dance. We got that covered too. Praise him with the string instrument and the flute. Everybody ain't singing. Well, some people's playing instruments. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise Yah. Hallelujah. So, yeah, you could praise Yah with your musical instruments, which is what we do. We can also do it a cappella. But however you do it, just do it. Give Yah thanks and praise, for he is greatly to be praised. He deserves that honor and glory because he did it. We wouldn't be here without him. Nothing in creation would be here without him, which is why all creation, everything that lives, should give him praise and honor and glory. So tonight is that night. Apropos, Psalms 150. Praise and exaltation to Yah for my life, for the life of my family, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that he's given me, for even being a close friend to me, for me being able to get to know him, and I know he knows me. So my faith in him is unshakable, unbreakable, and I'm so thankful that he showed me the way. So I hope that my words, what I share with the family, with the people, with the world, helps them to get on the same path that I'm on. We need to be humble. We need to be merciful, kind, have loving kindness, and tender mercy within us like our Father, because that's what we want from him. That's what he expects of us. And we should treasure one another as Yah's treasure, Yisrael. We should see each other as Yah's treasure and treat each other as such. So you can't do it individually. You have to do it collectively. You can do it individually, but he's going to bring the nation together. And you want to be a part of that. You want your name written in that book. And that's what we're striving for, we're hoping for, and we pray for. We hope you join us. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael for all things and everything. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise Yah, Kaitreel.
Praise
and I'd like to ask for a special prayer, Kaitreel, if you will do that for us. For young Mrs. Robinson, who was murdered by her so-called friends in Mexico, that some form of justice be allocated for them. Will you do that for her and us?
Why not?
Thank you.
Hallelujah. All praise, honor, and glory to you, O King of the universe. Yah of our fathers, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yisrael. You know our thoughts, you know our ways, you know our heart. We pray, Yah, that you would bring swift justice for the sister and her family, that you would console them, that you would even restore her soul, Yah, in the world to come. We pray, Yah, that thou would even correct our people swiftly and quickly to get them on code, that we don't lose our soul in this strange land that we live in that calls for our blood. We pray, Yah, that we have the strength enough to be worthy, to change ourselves to be worthy to serve you, Yah, that you will make your presence known. Like you said, you will make your presence and glory known throughout all the earth. We ask that you start with us, with your words, as we try to spread it to our people. We hope that your word, through what we're doing, Yah, reaches the hearts and souls and minds of our people, that we won't commit acts like this against our own. So once again, Yah, we pray that you heal the hearts of her family. We pray you bring justice to those who even take her life. Take her life without cause, without reason, without a purpose. And show them, Yah, their lessons. Mayhaps they will change their ways when punishment comes down on them. So we pray, Yah, that you would even answer our prayers tonight and hear our desires and even answer them as we speak. For we know you are with us, or you know you hear our prayers. We thank you once again. You've given us the opportunity to reach out to you. For all these things, Yah, let your name be glorified in all the earth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Bless your holy name. I'd like to thank the Most High and bless his holy name, Kaitreel, for the opportunity to share this platform with you to help teach people, universally speaking. There are almost 5,000 people that study with us on this show. And we're grateful. Help us to be humble. Help us to be truthful. Help us to allow your footsteps to be our pathway all the time. All the time. As long as there's breath in our bodies. I want to thank you, Most High, and bless your holy name for our opportunity to let nothing or no one take us away from you. Man, beast, or anything else. Let no iniquity have dominion over us to separate us from you. Bless your holy name. Restore our souls, Most High, for your name's sake. Bless your holy name. If help is haltering us, restore our help for your holy name so we can praise and bless your holy name throughout the whole universe. So no one will miss a message that we have presented to them about the Elohim. Lord, thank you, Most High, for the opportunity to bring Proverbs to the universe, to know and teach people what to do, how to do, and when to do it. And we pray that they take these lessons that we present them about the prophets, Moses, Joshua, Queen Esther, Mordecai, Samson, King David, King Saul, King Samson, and so on and so forth. Deborah, the three women that saved the nation, Mitherion, Marion, that have led the nation in its very beginning, along with her two brothers. Noah, that through it all, for the ridicule, humiliation, how to stand fast, stand firm, and be committed and self-disciplined to do what you would have him to do. Let us have that self-discipline like Noah. Praise Yah and bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Patrio?
It's a lot for us to be thankful for. A lot for us to give praise to Yah for. We just got to be focused on him. A lot of people don't know how to do that because they're self-centered in this Western Hemisphere. But Yah knows how to break through. So if our hearts are right, Yah's going to reach us. My prayers go out to our sisters, Sister Abiyah, Sister Yehudi, to Aisha, to all the sisters out there. May the Most High be with them in this world that's becoming increasingly violent, increasingly out of control, increasingly more of a ball of confusion. So I pray for our people. I pray for Yah's word to save us, his salvation. Hallelujah.
Praise Yah and bless his holy name. God, trail, my brother, it was short, quick, and sweet. Would you like to say goodnight, shalom, to our brothers and sisters and fellow students?
Shalom and good night, family. May the Most High bless and be with us. Hallelujah.
Shalom and good night, brothers and sisters, family, and fellow students. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night.
Take me in like I've never been. Lead me now to your heart, chagrin. I've been there once and I'll go again, just as long as you're the one to take me in. Like a free bird circling in the wind, I'll fly to your cage so you can take me in. Oh, won't you take me in? I've seen our mothers cry within, from our fathers who refuse to call us in. But I sing